It's that time again. Time for another excursion into the radio realm. Today, we meet on a Toxic Talk Tuesday in October. Yep, it's the perfect time to offer you life hacks for non-toxic, inexpensive ways to live. Come on over. Chris Fabry Live today. You'll find out more about us, links, our Facebook page, and a whole lot more at chrisfabrylive.org. If you have a toxic talk hack or a toxic life hack, here's the number, 877-548-3675. Or you can just ask a question, make a comment. Way off topic if you'd like today, it's okay. 877-548-3675. Some join us on a Toxic Talk Tuesday simply to hear two people who've been married more than 30 years get along. I don't guarantee it's going to happen, but let's launch into the deep and find out. Thanks to John Gager for sitting in yesterday. Hope you heard the conversations last week with Mark Schultz. And we took you to Haiti and Africa and all over the place last week. Hear those conversations at chrisfabrylive.org. Now, here she is joining me in the studio. The woman voted least likely to be debilitated by toxins and 6 years later do a 5K run. Journalist, founder of Moms Aware, mother of nine, wife of one, caretaker of six chicken acres, Andrea Fabry. Andrea.
Six. Locke. Well, we had five for a little bit this morning. We had a... what's the word? Prodigal chicken?
This is, I just came up with that name. I thought you'd stop at that. The Six Chicken Acres.
I like that.
I do too.
Six Chicken Acres.
I thought of a new Hardy Boys book, The Mystery of the Missing Chicken.
Well, she came back. That's the good news.
The chicken came back.
And I don't think anyone was more excited in this household than yours truly. The one, the host of this program came running downstairs. She's back. She's back.
Well, I let the chickens out of their little realm there every morning when I do the feeding.
For about 5 minutes, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just right in the neighborhood just there.
You know, they like it. They like the tall grass. They get in there. Yeah. And then only five came back this time. I had to go do something else, and then I came back. I didn't keep an eye on
every one
of them.
Yep.
And she was off and running, and we still don't know. She was gone for 2 hours. And it was sad because nobody else in the family owned it. You know, it was just like they just went on with their lives like everything was fine.
I did think that she would come back. I did.
You did.
Yeah.
You had...
But you bore that.
I did. The rest of the world was just going on as normal. And our chicken is out there, and I don't know what happened. And then here she comes. Well, Andrea, welcome back to the
Thank
program.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I was not so long ago that I was here, and here it is again. Was that a sentence?
It's the chicken that it had. So yeah. You brought some do-it-yourself household hacks today.
Well, I thought that was a clever name, household hacks. Probably someone's used it times.
That's
I liked it, and maybe... Household hack is implied it's do it yourself. But anyway, I was just thinking of these things that I've been working on lately and thought it would make a nice group of five.
Yes. Well, lists always are good. You know, just grab your mind, wrap your mind around something like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And after coming back from, you know, I haven't been here live for a few days, after coming back, easing back into the program, which I want to do, it seems like this would be a good program
good.
To do.
Good. How
that.
Do you feel?
I feel okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Are you excited about today's topic?
I'm more excited just having you here.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Honest with you.
Okay.
I mean, as we get into the program and we start getting people responding to your hacks, I think...
You're not thinking of making your own disinfecting room spray? I'm shocked. That wasn't foremost on your mind this morning?
You know, I can see where there might be somebody listening who's a little sensitive. You know, who is sensitive,
to what?
To chemicals.
This program?
No.
Oh,
to chemicals, to smells, to things like that. And who says, I work in an office and they want to get, or going to the grocery store and you always see people grabbing the things to wipe off the handle.
Oh, we have that as well.
Is that,
yeah, that's
that?
One of the hacks, one of those antimicrobial wipes. Do it yourself right here on today's program.
Here's the other person I'm thinking of. You know, because I like to put myself in the place of somebody who's listening here today, since I do every now and then. And it's the person who says, I don't really care about the toxic free thing. It doesn't bother me. You know, I live in the world. I'm going to die in the world. It's not that big of a deal. But I don't like spending $8 on something to get that gunk off of the picture frame that's supposed to be
adhesive,
clear.
Maybe adhesive.
That's
would
exactly
be,
it.
Adhesive be gone. Or I'm sure you have a better name for that.
Gunk, get out of here.
Oh, I like that.
Gunk out of here. Well, I don't want to have to spend a lot of.
Sorry,
you are just chomping at the
doorbell.
Bit, aren't you? I don't want to have to spend a lot of money for that. Do you have a cheap way that I could do that?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked about that. But here's the deal. We've talked about being an over-soaped culture. We're an over-producted culture. We have so many products, and I think that's the idea. So can we simplify things a little? Can we use what we already have to accomplish this goal? And when you said, what was the name of that again?
Gunk out of here.
Oh, not gunk be gone?
Gunk out. Gunk be gone.
I like gunk be gone, but gunk out is good as well. I mean, that, you know, why not? Try it yourself, then go buy something. Yeah, exactly. I think we're all on the same page. Can we have a show of hands? I mean, I think we're all there. Are we not?
I'm not sure we're all on the same page, but we're at least trying to be in the same book. You know, and so here we are. And it's just, you know, here's the other thing I love, Andrea, is your passion for gunk be gone.
Well, this is my most recent project. So it's funny that we've kind of started with that one because.
Yeah, let's do it.
I hate throwing away glass jars, excuse me, recycling, because we do recycle them. I don't like that feeling when sometimes I'm looking for the right size jar and can't find it. Imagine.
And you don't have time to make it.
I don't have time to make that jar.
Melt it down. Because that's what we do when she says recycling. We melt it down and either feed it to the kids, the chickens, or we make our own glass jars.
And so I've had my eye on a couple jars thinking, I really want to try this. And it worked. So the good news is, two ingredients only.
Okay, let's talk about that, and then we'll go to a break that people have get a handle on what we're really talking about, because so far they haven't probably gotten what we're talking about.
I feel like we're losing people left and right.
Gunk out of here. What are you talking about, gunk out of here?
Well, you know, the adhesives on the glass jars, I'll mention this, the alternative uses for this. I mean, this goes beyond adhesive, this product, this do-it-yourself product. You only need baking soda and oil, any kind of oil, even your,
WD-30?
When I say food grade oil, but even maybe you're transitioning to some of the healthier oils and you have one of those vegetable oils that we've talked about previously on the program and you don't know how to use it, perfect way to use that, you know, maybe not the healthiest oil, shall we say. Two parts baking soda, one part oil, mix it up, apply it to the grime problem, the adhesive problem.
But do you put it in like a tube or
just a little bowl? I just made it like one taste. I've seen some people make a jar of it. You could do that.
Sure, you could.
Why not make your own gunk be gone and have it on the shelf for many months to come? But I just do it by the project.
So do you take a paper towel and dip it in there? Let me just finish.
Oh.
A paper towel and dip it in, and then apply it to the gunk that you want to be gone.
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, very well, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that you figured that out is amazing.
You know, Andrea, I learned something about you in the last couple of weeks that I did not know. And this is going to be really interesting. And I just thought of this. And with the baseball playoffs on and everything, I just think we're talking about gunk be gone. Let's just.
Are you sure this is going to relate?
You said that you liked it last time when people called on things that weren't on the topic that we were talking about.
Okay.
You said you liked that. I'm just paving the way.
Okay.
Right here. This is not on gunk be gone. I learned that maybe we should take a break and then I'll come back and I'll reveal this.
Okay. All right.
So when we come back, I'll tell you something I learned about and my toxic life coach that I did not know before. And I've been married to her for more than 30 years. And then we'll hear four other do-it-yourself life hacks. We'll take your calls. It'll be fun. Trust me. Stay with us today on Chris Fabry Live.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
Five, count them, five do-it-yourself household hacks today on Chris Fabry Live with my toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, 877-548-3675. We've given you one, the gunk out of here, gunk be gone. But before we get back to that, here's the thing I learned about my wife, the wife of my youth, 30 years. I didn't know. When she was 10 years old, 9, 10, her dad was here talking about this. She asked for her birthday to go to a doubleheader. That was what she wanted for her birthday present, to go to a doubleheader for the Pittsburgh. You lived in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah. And you started naming the names of the players. Who was it?
Gene Alley, Willie Stargell. Oh, now I'm drawing. I was able to list five of them. The shortstop. Oh, see, I need to be prepared.
No. This is this
Gene
is good.
Gene Alley, Willie Stargell.
You'll remember. Like,
this will come back to you.
It'll come back to you.
I loved baseball, and that's, I guess, my birthday is in August. I guess that's what I wanted. I totally forgot that I asked for a doubleheader. Wouldn't be the case now, but that's what it was like.
And your dad told us where you sat in the stadium. It says it was right behind home plate.
The second governor was there.
Upper deck, and the governor of Pennsylvania. It was just crazy. So anyway, that's a little insight into my toxic life coach. It shows you she's more rounded than
that
simply.
It seems. Yeah. But before we leave, Gunk Be Gone, can I just say, this one little mixture of oil and baking soda, two parts baking soda to one part oil, ideally. It can be used like on kitchen cabinets or as an oven cleaner. I found that out. It's very effective. It really, you know, works through the grime. Be Gone. That would be the secondary name of it.
I feel bad about the first one, though, the do-it-yourself washing soda, because we've talked about that so much, and yet there's probably somebody listening today.
I'm guessing there's someone listening who hasn't heard of this method for making washing soda. So if all of you others who are familiar with this could just bear with it for just one moment, it's simply heating baking soda. There, we're done. That's all. The chemical reaction of the heat with baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, creates sodium carbonate, which is higher in pH. So anyway, it's just a more effective cleaner. And so no need to go buy washing soda, because I know many people, it's on your list for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Need to get washing soda. You can make your own if you have baking soda. So that's baking soda for two of the
Don't mean to correct you, but that's pronounced
what?
pH.
Oh, pH. As of 11.
That's pronounced. Okay, so if you want to find this, it's at the website. We got a link to the five life hacks. And you've got to change household life. You got to change the goo name here, because that's a trademark name.
Okay, I will. Thank you. As soon as we're off, I'm running downstairs and changing my photo.
Gunk be out of here or something. Okay. Okay, can we go to the sanitizing spray? Because I think that's what people are waiting for.
Yes, and thank you for bearing with us. I appreciate it, because I know with bated breath, you're waiting. The trick here is any room spray, any type of disinfecting spray. If you look at the ingredients of some of those chemicals, it's alarming. I think one is called alkyl, or what's the better name for it? Dimethyl benzyl ammonium saccharinate.
Saccharinate, yeah.
That one. Don't need that because of the properties of tea tree oil. And, of course, there are other antimicrobial and disinfecting essential oils, and you could use several in this. But if you're comfortable using a little bit of vodka as a preservative, you can do that. There's also witch hazel can be added instead of. But just good old water, a little bit of preservative and essential oil in a spray bottle is very effective as a disinfectant. So, you know, some of these things are simpler than we might think. So you could try that.
Tea tree oil is Melaleuca, right?
It's from the Melaleuca alternifolia tree in Australia. And it's been used for centuries. It just went out of fashion when we got into some of the chemicals and all of that in the 1930s, 40s. Well, it's come back now. And because some of the science and it's antifungal, antiviral, I'm not saying it's a cure-all or anything, but it's very potent disinfectant.
Mm-hmm. And you are, I can't remember the last time we talked about buying a bottle of vodka on the, on Chris Fabry Live or Moody Radio, but what is it about the alcohol content of
that? It's just a preservative for the blend. And, you know, that's how you make vanilla extract. There are ways to do this without, vodka. But I do keep a little bit of vodka in the house just for some of these projects. And even for cleaning, if you add a little bit of vodka to your white vinegar and whatever you're using, that can help too. It's just a very powerful, potent antimicrobial.
Yeah, for those hard days.
Preservative.
For those hard days, just a little. Now, one other, here's the reusable, well, we should wait for the last two because...
We've been through three already. This is going so quickly.
877-548-3675. Here is Sherry in Elgin, Illinois. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
How are you?
Good. I have a lot of allergies and I have chemical sensitivities and... I have a real problem with house cleaning products, especially in the winter when the house is closed up. I'll end up wheezing before I'm through cleaning the house. So I'm looking for a safe formula for ceramic tile shower cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cleaning, yes, that won't vaporize and cause all sorts of problems because that's the hardest place to clean. There's absolutely very little ventilation. One tip is to, you know, run your ventilation system when you're cleaning. But even better than that is to just find something that works for you. I like the combination of baking soda and liquid Castile soap. So if you get a bar of Castile soap, as pure as you can find it, grate it, add boiling water to it. It's a proportion of like one part soap to four parts water, something like that. And you put that in a squeeze bottle, the liquid soap, and then you have a sprinkle bottle of the baking soda. I found that really good for tile. I know there are other solutions, and somebody can call in because I know there's at least 10 others that will work well. I just keep this handy, and I always clean my bathroom with that combination. You can put some essential oil, that tea tree oil, in the liquid Castile soap and add a little more potency to it. I can't remember. There's something else I've used on ceramic tile. I'll have to think about that during the break. But anyway, try baking soda and soap. And because it makes almost like a paste, but you can make that paste or you can just sprinkle on the baking soda and then, you know, put some Castile soap over it and then just scrub really hard, and I've been amazed at what it does. So I just know there's an answer for you, and you're smart to connect that up, and especially when cleaning the bathroom, you don't want to use some of those chemicals. Great question.
Yeah.
Do you have other people, Sherry, that understand what you're talking about? I mean, when you talk about you have trouble with household chemicals, do other people look at you and say, what are you talking about? Or do they understand?
You know, people don't understand unless they walked in your shoes.
Yeah.
They just think that you're exaggerating.
Well, I used to think that. I did. And then it happened to us. You know, when your health is compromised in any way, it's one of the most common ways for the immune system to process is to then be sensitive to things that are toxic. And whereas before you could handle a certain amount, and I think we're made to handle a certain amount, so not everyone has this for sure. But more than like an allergy, I see it as more of a canary in the coal mine thing. You know, it's not that the coal mine air was, caused an allergic reaction. It was, if the canary died, it was the sign that we better get out. You know, the air's not safe. I feel like those of us who end up with these kind of chemical sensitivities are showing that, you know, this stuff, if it's not good for those of us who are on the weaker side due to some health issue, it's not good for anybody. So I see it more that way. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, now that we're healthier, it's a lot better than it was at the time.
Sherry, thank you. That's why we have chickens in the backyard. It's canary in the coal mine.
Chickens in the backyard. Absolutely.
Tamara is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Tamara. Thanks for your call. Go right ahead.
Hi. I've been battling breast cancer for 10 years now. They found it at stage 4. And in talking with my neighbors, there are 9 of us back-to-back so that have it. So I started doing some research and went to the water department, and they said, oh, no, it couldn't be us because we shut down your well in 2005 for high uranium. I'm thinking that whatever their standard was, they need to raise it. But what steps would I go about, you know, knowing that they're in denial right now and they're not, you know, going to change things easily? What steps do I go through to try to get them to change that?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear this. I mean, it, you know, that's a lot of people in one area, in one neighborhood. So you are certainly smart to think environmentally. Certainly thinking about the water's huge, and then finding out it was a problem is also a huge connection. So I, you know, I'm just trying to process that. That's very sad. You know, there.
You're working. Let me jump in here. You're working with some folks in an area who are, and they call these cancer clusters, right? Of people who believe there's something in the environment. They know what it is. If it's...
Oh, I am. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have been in contact with a group in our state. And we did a map. We had a map done which showed the specific types of cancer and the locations. Just that, you know, and, you know, sometimes surveying all the neighbors and getting a handle on. And we included, well, for that, we just included cancers. But sometimes you can include other health issues because you'll find out, well, there's others that may not have that, but they're struggling. But that type of map can be helpful to document. And as far as, you know, I just know these issues are a journey. I look at Camp Lejeune is... It's been 30 years with the water issue, mm-hmm. and there may be other environmental issues, but now the government has acknowledged this and so forth, but it was a lot of years. So I don't have any answer for that except to not give up and not, you know, continue on that path to make an association between environment and sickness.
Here's the question, though, Tamara, and that is, do you spend your time there with the water problem and trying to get them to change and you know, uranium levels and get them to get somebody else to see? Or do you take care of yourself and whatever the reason behind this is, whether it's environmental or not, to just take care of you and get out of there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. After about 2 years and I caught on to the first couple of people, I thought, wow, I got to do something about this. And then I had to really prioritize, you know, if I've only got a couple of years left, you know, what do I want to spend my time doing? And I really pour myself into the youth group at church and, you know, just our church is growing so much and Awana's and everything. We just really wanted to focus there. But there's a guilt that comes along with every person that finds out that they've got it now. You know, I have alerted the women in the neighborhood to keep on top of the breast exams and the mammograms. But, you know, I just really do need to find some connection here.
Whatever helps you, you know, you don't have to feel guilty and take on anything beyond yourself. And obviously giving to the youth is a huge gift of yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like I really need an answer here and it helps me to pursue this, then do it. I just think you're, you know, I admire you and your courage to even ask the question, why are there so many of us? And I admire that.
Yes. And that's when you come on here and we talk about this, and it could be life hacks or it could be a cancer cluster. Mm-hmm. You really believe it's asking the question is a good thing to do.
Yeah, I do. And I think this is, Tamara is a perfect example of, I really think there's value in asking this, not only for yourself, but for your neighbors. And who knows what answers you'll find. But again, don't take on more than you can take on, and just keep taking care of yourself as best you can. And it sounds like you are.
Tamara, do you have children?
I do. I have three grown kids, and one's working at our church, and one just finished college, and one's in China right now.
Wow. Good for you. Well, I'm going to ask our listeners to pray that God would give you real wisdom in moving forward with this and the trying to figure out, you know, some of the things that are in the water, the air, the earth, you know, the things that are affecting you and your family and the people in that neighborhood, and that God would give you peace as you walk through these days. And it sounds like he's doing something in your heart. I'm really glad that you called here today.
Me too. I really am. It's very great to hear from you. Thank you.
And there may be somebody listening who, you know, you can look at this, boy, we got cancer, we have this illness, and the people there got this illness, and we did, and it's all around here. I wonder if that has anything to do with, you know, that may be a new thought, a new question that comes up. We have two more life hacks as well, and if you want to find out more about those, you can go to chrisfabrylive.org, and you can click on the link that we have for you. 877-548-3675 is our number today on Chris Fabry Live. The information continues today on Chris Fabry Live. My toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, is here. You can find those five do-it-yourself household hacks right here for a Toxic Talk Tuesday. Go to chrisfabrylive.org. We have the links right there for you. You wanted to mention the pumice thing before.
Yes. Thank you so much for going back to that, because we were talking about cleaning tile, and I was, pumice. The pumice sticks, I use those all the time for really tough jobs. Now, imagine a pumice stone or a pumice stick with the Gooby Gone or Gunk Be Gone product.
How about Gooby Doo?
I think that would be an awesome combination that I've not yet tried. But pumice, I can't say enough about pumice. It's cheap. No chemicals. I love pumice. There's even a pumice stick that works for toilets. It comes, you just look up pumice stick, and you can use it for toilet bowls, so you don't have to, it has a handle on it. There you have. That was a free
additional sentence. I didn't know that sentence was going to escape you today. I can't say enough about pumice. And neither can I. Okay, let me go. We'll go to your calls, back to your calls after we go, though, to the other two.
Okay.
Hacks.
Oh, good. All right.
So we were talking about the gunk out of here.
Gunk be gone.
Do it yourself washing soda, the do it yourself disinfecting spray.
How easy are those now? These last two are a little more advanced. So, you know, took me a while to build up to this, but one is a reusable food wrap.
Why would you want a reusable food wrap?
Well, if you're trying to reduce plastic. And I know we all are, but no, I think there are a lot of us that are. Plus, this is reusable. The operative word is reusable. What do you do with plastic once you use it? You have to toss it away. You throw it away.
Recycle
exactly.
It. Yeah. Boil it down.
So a lot of times if you have like a glass bowl and it just need, you don't have a lid for that. This isn't as airtight maybe as like a plastic wrap. I almost used a brand name there, plastic wrap. But so far, I love this. And all it is a cotton. And this, yet another bonus here, you're using an old T-shirt, any cotton fabric that you have, muslin works well.
You have to wash it first?
I would.
What's muslin?
Muslin is a type of cotton. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Yes, it's a very organic, natural fabric.
What does it come from, though? Is it like sheep or?
Cotton.
It's cotton. Oh, comes from the cotton fairy?
Yeah.
The muslin cotton fairy. Okay, good.
So you just sprinkle on some beeswax or any other type of plant wax, if you prefer, and then heat it in a very low setting in the oven, maybe 180 degrees for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And then you brush over it the melted wax to kind of make it all over the fabric, and then let it dry, air dry with clothespins. And voila, there it is, your reusable wrap.
I can't say enough about muslin either, and pumice. But the reason you do that is to make it a little more airtight rather than just having
the cotton breathe.
Let me finish here,
you
go ahead.
Three doorbells in one program.
We learned that this is the 1 year anniversary of the doorbell.
Has it been a year
already?
Yeah,
it's been a year that we've been using this, and I think it's pretty effective.
Obviously, it's not, because I'm on my third one and we're halfway through the program.
Okay, so you use that to cover whatever it is that you're trying to. Yeah, okay, good. And the fifth, the number five, is the do-it-yourself life hack, antimicrobial wipes.
Okay, and this is awesome. And a friend of mine gave this recipe to me because I sent her a SCOBY, a kombucha SCOBY. She's a neighbor. Sent her a SCOBY, and she said, well, how much did it cost? I'm like, hardly anything. And she said, well, how about I bring you a sample of these, you know, reusable baby wipes that I make? And I'm like, just give me the recipe. I would love that. And I made them immediately because I loved this recipe. It was so easy. And you can either make it antimicrobial by using tea tree oil or any other good essential oil. I'm just a fan of tea tree oil. Some people, the smell is kind of hard to get used to, but now once you're used to it, it just smells clean. Mm-hmm. And but you could substitute lavender essential oil for that to use as reusable baby wipes. But it's basically paper towels and Castile soap and a little bit of oil. And there's a little, you know, process, if you will, that you get it. Yeah. And you could use an old container, an old baby wipe container, or one of those microbial wipe containers, disinfecting wipe containers. Or I had a glass container that I used and then cut out part of the top and then strung it through.
Doesn't that just kind of ruin the top, though?
I mean, it does. My top is.
Could you use your muslin cotton and cut a hole in that? And
that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, we could combine.
We can make
these,
reusable. See, these are throwawayable. That's not a word, is it?
Yeah, no, they're
disposable.
They're
disposable.
Yeah,
thank
just,
you.
Just
much
use them.
Better. But I have a picture of that to see it. It's hard to picture. It's really hard radio hack to go into. Let's face it. None of us can see this.
But we tried.
We tried.
You know, I mean, give us points for that. Do yourself antimicrobial wipes as well as a reusable food wrap, a gunk out of here, a disinfecting spray, and do-it-yourself washing soda absolutely free. You can go to chrisfabrylive.org and see the link right there. Let me go to Judy in Alabama because she wanted to talk about what Tamara was saying about her water and the uranium and all that stuff. Hey, Judy, go right ahead.
Hey, just some things that she might look into. The health department will do testing on water. Mm-hmm. Her local health department, and then she can move on from that to the waterworks department. She can move on from there to the State Geological Survey Water Resources Division. Then she can go to the U.S. Geological Survey Water Resources Division. I worked for the U.S. Water Resources, and we did that testing for people that had problems. And so that might be some ideas she might try.
Yes.
Have you heard of uranium, you know, in water supplies? Have you come across that before?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really surprised. There are a lot of things in water that shouldn't be. But,
yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciate this. So you said to start with the local health department, and that's great. And go ahead.
They will come out and test it. And then, you know, if you have a septic tank or something, they always come out and test. But they will test for that. They will test for, and then if they, if she didn't get any satisfaction there, she can go to her waterworks department. And then
it sounded like she had already, you know, she had gotten the report and the well has been, you know, shut off. And so you shouldn't be having this, that kind of thing. So it sounded like she'd gotten some pushback from some people that she'd already gone to. But what you're saying is there are more avenues, more places. And then that was my question. If you're at stage four and you're fighting this, but as you said, for some people, this is a life-giving thing.
Yes, whatever gives you life. And it sounds like Tamara would like to do something about this, and I would encourage her. So I'm so glad you called, Judy. I really am. And basically, you're saying start local, but start with the health department and then work your way through. There are always options as far as, you know, directions to go with this. So thank you.
Audrey in Minnesota. Audrey, what do you want to say to Tamara who called?
Yes, well, I was diagnosed with metastasized breast cancer in April, and I chose not to go the traditional route, and my oncologist gave me 6 months to live. And I just want to encourage her. One of the things that I did is is really got filtration system even on my shower head, because even if she's in the city limits, and even the fluoride alone can be a problem. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that I did. And but I just wanted to encourage her. I don't know which route she's chosen to go, but there are other routes besides the traditional route, because 2 months after my oncologist gave me 6 months to live, she told me that she thinks the cancer is dying.
Hmm.
And that
and
was
how long
over
ago? That was 3 months ago. Okay, so you're mm-hmm. 5 months in now, right?
I'm 5 months in, and I have no symptoms.
Wow.
That's what I was wondering, how you were feeling. And so what else did you do? You got a lot of filtration. Did you change your diet and chemicals and personal care and all that?
I went to a natural cancer clinic in Minnesota. And so they addressed the toxicity issues and dramatically changed my diet. And also am using a couple of different technologies. One is Rife technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also do light beam generator. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was producing, I had metastasized cancer in my lymph nodes on my left-hand side, and then also in the right aura of my lung, in the aura of my lung. And I was producing over a liter of fluid a week, a bloody fluid. And it was after I started on the light beam generator, which helps drain the lymphatic system, and then also changes, it has oxygen attached to it, and it changes that oxygen to an oxygen that can get into your cells. And within a week, the fluid I was producing was cut in half, and after about 3 weeks, I was producing no more fluid.
Hmm.
And I had no symptoms now in over 3 months.
And how do you, was it overwhelming to, you know, do all of this? Although the treatments are the treatments, so those aren't quite, but I'm talking about lifestyle changes. How did you manage all of that at once?
Well, I'm a naturopath, and so some of this wasn't new to me, and but I knew that cancer was not my specialty, so I needed to seek out someone who did specialize in cancer. So for me to start juicing and start restricting my diet, I already was gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had to make some other, you know, changes in that area and just make sure I my light beam generator, I spend 2 hours a day on that machine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what, it's a wonderful time I've found for me to pray for people. For me to memorize scripture, I just have actually look forward to that time because I would never take 2 hours to rest.
Yeah. Well, Audrey, I hope you find time to pray for Tamara. Yeah, and I'm sure you will. And that's one of the reasons why you called. You know, she's in the situation that she is in there in New Mexico. And here you are in Minnesota going through the same thing. And you're right. There are different ways that people will use to go after combat this thing, this diagnosis that they have. Those who go the more traditional route, sometimes their immune system drops, and so then you become more susceptible to some of the things we're talking about here today, the toxicity. And so it becomes even more important to keep yourself clean or away from those types of things. So thank you for your call. More calls. I have a question here from someone, Andrea, who wants to know, is there a natural antiperspirant or antiperspirant deodorant? Let me take a break. We'll come back. I'll hear your answer to that. And more calls today on Chris Fabry Live.
Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-548-3675.
Okay, here's what we're going to do in this last segment. Three issues. One is underarm odor, plug-in odor, and lice.
Mm.
That's what we're going to do in the
last
10 minutes.
No one is leaving their radio, are they? I can tell.
So what do you say to the person who calls not on the line? who says, antiperspirant, what do I do with antiperspirant? And you think deodorant when you see that, right?
I thought of deodorant, but I, you know, antiperspirant is a little anti-natural when you think of we're made, sweating is a good thing. And I know we're very phobic about sweating. I get that. I know. I understand. So you don't want to clog the pores, and definitely putting some of those chemicals in a very sensitive spot near the lymphatic system is just, you know, we're kind of playing with fire that way. And we've done so just only recently in terms of history. I mean, we were okay perspiring for thousands of years, and now it's, you know, we can't. I don't have one thing that has worked in our family or know of any one fix for this, but I'll mention a few combinations. Baking soda, I'm telling you, is just all around just one of those great mineral alkaline products that you can buy that's natural. Baking, that's different than baking powder, by the way, which often has aluminum. We're talking about baking soda, which is pure form. Baking powder is a combination of things with baking soda. But baking soda and odor absorption is very good and not hindering to the perspiring process. So you add a little bit of oil to a baking soda, and this can be more complex. You can add beeswax and all that. Some people do really well with a magnesium spray. Magnesium can handle odors and helps. Some people just let their bodies detox over a period of time, don't wear any type of antiperspirant or deodorant, and the body's odor will change over time, or they find that when they change their diet, their odor has lessened. You know, it's an internal issue. The point I guess I'm making is don't think of perspiring as this great evil. It's not. It's healthy. It's good. It's understandable to want to be comfortable in public, however, especially in an office setting. So I say keep trying natural options until you find something that really does work well for you.
Betsy in Byron, Minnesota. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Betsy.
So how are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Well, you sound good. I just wanted to let you know, my granddaughter lives with us, and when she goes off to school in the morning, we've taken, and I know you love that tea tree oil, so we take a few drops of tea tree oil and mix it in with some water in a little spray bottle, and she just spritzes her hair every morning before she goes off to school, so we don't have any problem with transferring lice and lice eggs and that kind of crap on hats. And she does it every day before she goes off to school in
the
morning.
Has she ever had lice? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry,
no.
Betsy. I need the doorbell for interrupting you. I am so sorry.
She hasn't had the problem, but I'm a house cleaner. I go to other houses, and I have had people in those houses that have had lice. And so I haven't brought it home, but just in case, we just decided to start a program so that, and my other kids, when they were young, brought it home. So we just thought we'd start a program of prevention rather than wait until we get it to go through the whole mess.
So is
that amen to that. I'm all for prevention. We had it twice. This was 20 years ago in a period of 6 years. So they weren't related, but twice. Oh, and back then I had no idea about natural solutions. Now, from what I understand, olive oil, coconut oil, just covering the head in oil, saturating it in a healthy oil can do a lot. Leaving the house for a couple of days will, you know,
unless they have a host.
Well, I mean, on their hair. So there's two angles. But I remember washing everything in the house, all the stuffed animals. Better to have just gone away for 2 days. They all die because they need the host. But as far as the oil on the head, you know, there are natural remedies, and I imagine tea tree oil would be good for that too.
All right, so antiperspirant, lice, and now plug-ins. Sharon, what's your question?
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Just barely. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. I need to know, what can you use to get smells out of the house, whether it's old master smells or any unpleasant smell, without using the sprays and the plug-ins or air fresheners, things like that?
Great.
Thank you for even asking. Good for you for asking. Those plug-ins are some of the strongest. Those have so many chemicals, and the phthalates are now known to be disruptive to the hormone system. There, you have so many incentives to deal with any type of room odor naturally. And so I do love that simple spray recipe with any essential oil that you like. As far as an electrical plug-in, I can't say that there's a natural alternative yet for that. Probably someone will, maybe there is. But what I have done, number one, is ventilation is key to disperse odor. Number two is to find the source of the odor, especially when it comes to musty smells. So, of course, you know, me and my mold background, immediately I respond to that question is like, well, is there something going on that I need to know about? Is there some kind of water leak that's hiding? So that's always a good question to add. So you don't want to mask. And this is the other thing about plugins. Many times they have masking chemicals on top of the chemicals because some of the chemicals don't smell good. So that, you know, it's just heaped. There's tens of dozens of chemicals in these products. We don't need that. Natural ventilation. Essential oil diffusers are very good for changing the scent in a room and adding and embellishing and so forth. Also, baking soda absorbs odors. Zeolite absorbs odors. You can have little dishes of these around. Charcoal absorbs.
I'm shocked that you haven't mentioned white vinegar. I'm shocked.
Well, rarely a program goes by that we don't talk about. Certainly cleaning with white vinegar, but that, I know what she's asking, and the white vinegar won't address the heart of the problem. Mm-hmm. So it's like rarely anything. Does. We want to address the heart of the problem. So what's going on in the house that maybe you can address and keep those windows open, even a little bit in the winter.
The two quotes from today, I can't say enough about pumice and sweating is a good thing.
Well,
it's always great to have you with us, Andrea.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I stand
here.
By both, but thank you.
Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.